If I try opening a bag of chips in a quiet movie theater, it's like a tiny sack of firecrackers, and everybody's looking at you, you know? Why do the bags have to be so noisy? Well, what if that crinkly plastic made the chips a little bit crunchier, made you think that they were a little bit crunchier? What if senses other than taste and texture can change the way you feel about food? Here with me now is Mark Abrams, editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, to tell us how to use sights and sounds to make your sugars sweeter, your salt saltier, and your strawberry mousse is, well, moussier, I guess. Well, you get the idea. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, Ira. You forgot to say, and make your life livelier.
Well, I left it for you to say that.
Okay.
Hey, it's interesting, these papers that you brought with you or sent to us about how these are the tricks that people use, and they can actually test out whether they work or not.
Yeah, these are things that a lot of good cooks probably know, whether they realize they know them or not. But exactly what these things are a little fuzzy, because everybody's a little different. There are some scientists in England, and there are other groups, especially in the Netherlands, that have been running tests for years, and they tend to sound kind of bizarre. They'll prepare some food, they'll give it to different people to eat, and later the people will realize that something else was changing while they were eating it, something in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. And in one test they gave people some ice cream that tasted like bacon.
Yeah, this is Charles Spence is the main scientist. He's at the University of Oxford. He teamed up with one of the famous chefs in England, and they made something which sounds really crazy: bacon and egg ice cream, which I'm told is really pretty good. Tastes like bacon and eggs. And they served bacon and egg ice cream to a bunch of people. And they had them do some sort of rating about how bacony does it taste or how eggy does it taste. And they would play sounds. And whenever they would play the sound of frying bacon, you know, that cracking
right.
sound, people would consistently say that the thing tasted a lot more bacony to them.
Mm-hmm. And
really, because the sound was different.
Yeah. And also, when they gave people different kinds of spoons, it affected what they thought about the food.
Oh, they've done all kinds of things. The spoons is actually a gigantic question. Not necessarily important, but gigantic. What the spoon is made of course, can change things, because somebody else did some tests not that long ago with spoons made of different metals and found out that what a lot of people believe, that different metal tastes different to your tongue, that for many people that's true. For some people it's not so true. But these guys also played with things like what's the shape of the spoon, what's the color of the spoon, how heavy is it. All those things had some effect on people.
Right.
I think the more interesting thing to me, at least today, is when people said the taste of it actually tasted different because of how it was served or what it was served in. It was sweeter, it was saltier, whatever. You would think that couldn't change.
But it did. And when I got about a few seconds here, but one of the more fascinating things to me from the study is that people were willing to pay almost 50% more for the same wine if it was served under a red light than if it wasn't under a white light.
Yeah, quite amazing, huh? And things served on different colored plates sometimes tasted sweeter to them.
Well, thank you, Mark. We'll see you again.
Thanks, Ira.
Have a great weekend. Mark Abrams, editor for the Annals of Improbable Research and the regular guest on our show. Greg Smith composed our theme music with help today from NPR librarian Kim Oleski. You can take Science Friday along with you as an iPhone and Android app, and also go to our website at sciencefriday.com, and you can re-listen and follow along with us all week on our Facebook page and on our website. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Stay hydrated. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.